Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sword and Shield Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Catherine Resendez, your host. Later, my special guest will be Claire Brayshaw from Johannesburg, South Africa. In the meantime, let's begin with a scripture verse I'd like to talk about first, Hebrews 4:16, which talks about the throne of grace, the grace and mercy of the Lord God Almighty. He tells us that no matter what's going on in our lives, we can always come to Him to ask for grace and mercy to help. And as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can always come to Him. We can always come to God to look for help and not be afraid to ask. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, the God-man, the first and the last, He knows what we're going through. He lived on the earth, was born as a baby, a human baby, and lived and died to pay the debt for our sins. And so He experienced every kind of temptation that we suffer in this life. He has compassion on us, and He forgives us for our sins. And He tells us we can come to Him, ask for forgiveness, also for grace and mercy. If you've never read that, I encourage you to read it if you have a Bible. If you don't, hopefully you will have one sometime soon. And I encourage you to read that. In Hebrews 4:16. In Hebrews 4:16, he tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God is merciful. He tells us he's slow to anger. He's slow to anger. And he doesn't hold on to his anger forever, but he's very forgiving. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness, to repent of our sins. That means to make a change, to stop going in the direction that we're going when we know that we're doing something that is wrong, and to ask him to forgive us and help us to change. I'd like to read for you the scripture verse before that, before we go on to 16. This is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, that says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." And now verse 16, which is one of my favorites. He says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." So whatever is going on in your life, I encourage you to ask the Lord for help. If you don't know him, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, now is a good time. He's always there, waiting for us to come to him. His Holy Spirit is always with us in the world. And he tells us, if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. If we call on the name of Jesus and ask him for help, he will respond. Later in the show today, I'm going to be reading from one of the Psalms today. And I hope you'll be able to read along with me. We're going to be talking about delighting ourselves in the Lord, asking the Lord for the desires of our hearts, for our goals, being called by God. How do we respond when God calls us to do something? Claire is going to talk about that, about how she received the Lord and what the desires of her heart are now, what her goals are. She's visiting here from South Africa, as I said, from Johannesburg, from Calvary Chapel, Johannesburg. And I'll let her tell you something about that. She has things in mind that she would like to do in the future. Most of all, she wants to please the Lord, knowing that he has called her. And so if you have your Bibles, I hope you'll get them ready, take them out, excuse me, and open up to Psalm 37. Maybe you can read along with us later. And if you don't have a Bible, you can still listen. I hope you would like to. Will you tell someone else about the show, the Sword and Shield Show? We will be on every Thursday evening, as the Lord wills, at 7 p.m., from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. We're in the Los Angeles, California area. Again, later I'll be reading Psalm 37. And so now I'd like to talk a little bit about how the Lord guides us and leads us. He tells us that his word is written to us, that the Bible is the word of God, the inspired word of God, that he gave it to men. Men wrote it, of course, but inspired by God, that we believe as Christians, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, are the word of God, that it's God-breathed, that it's inerrant, that it has no errors. It's the word of God to us. And I've heard many people say that there are discrepancies in the Bible, but they haven't been able to tell me where or to explain what they meant by that. And so maybe many people are just repeating what they've heard other people say, but we need to read the Bible to know what it says. If we don't know what it says and we listen to someone else, they could give us wrong information. They could make a mistake, a legitimate mistake, misquoted or misunderstand it, so we need to read it for ourselves to know what it says. It's a sure thing, though, that we need to put the Lord first in our lives. He tells us that he provides for our every need. He won't give us everything we ask for because, obviously, we ask for many things that we don't need, and many times we may ask for things which are not good for us, but the Lord knows best. He tells us if we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the desires of our hearts, and that if we commit our ways to Him, He will bring them to pass. Of course, the Lord will give us things that are according to His will, His plan, and His purpose for our lives. So we need to ask according to His will. And when we ask in the name of Jesus, we're asking according to His will. Let's see if our friend Claire is here. Claire, are you there?
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
You?
I thank you for being my guest. So welcome to the
thank
Sword
you.
And Shield Show. I was just
thank
saying
you.
To anyone who might be listening that it's important to put the Lord first in our lives. And we're going to talk
exactly.
about the desires of our hearts and serving the Lord, putting Him first, and that if we commit our ways to Him, He brings them to pass. If we're asking for things, doing things that are in accordance with
mm-hmm.
His will.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Welcome
I agree
to
with you
America.
100%.
Yes,
thank you.
I agree with you. Okay, so let me ask you, Claire. What
yeah.
do you hope to do? Because I know you're going to be going to, or you're hoping to go to, Murrieta Bible College in Murrieta, California, correct?
Correct.
I want to ask... Just ask you this,
yeah.
and then I'll let you go on with what you would like to say. After
okay.
you graduate from Murrieta Bible College,
yes.
what would you like to do after you graduate?
One of the main things I'd like to do is Christian counseling, because I believe that there are a lot of hurt people out there who need counseling, and to do it in a biblical way would be like a solid way to do it with Christ at our side.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, was there something else you wanted to say in regard to that, or something else to say before we continue?
I can't remember.
Right, it'll come to you. All right,
yeah.
So then let me ask you, Claire, what type of work are you doing now to support yourself?
At the moment, I work at a party store as a shop assistant, helping people gather party goods like cups and whatever and balloons for their functions.
So it's a party
yeah.
supply store.
That's it, yes. Yes.
Sounds like a
yeah.
lot of fun. Do you enjoy it?
It is. It is, especially when the kids come in and they're all full of laughs and giggles and pointing at the colorful balloons, and it can get a lot of fun.
Okay, great.
A lot of ministry opportunities there as well with customers.
So you get to minister to witness to them?
Every now and then, yeah. You got to know which is the right time. But every now and then I'll say to a customer, God bless, and, you know, do you believe in Jesus? Just a quick intro and see if I hook them. And if I do, then I'll talk further. If I don't, then on they go.
Right. You can tell if there's interest. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Claire, I'm really wondering about, since I know that you want to serve the Lord, you've told me that.
Yeah.
What is on your heart to do now to serve? What kind of things interest you now and that you think you could do to serve the Lord?
To do now?
Yes.
At the moment, I enjoy helping, helping people, helping the church. For example, I helped them at First Love Calvary Chapel yesterday with cleaning the church and getting it ready for service. That kind of thing, just to see where I can be a help, because I firmly believe in spiritual gifts, and one of my main spiritual gifts is helping.
That's wonderful. And I'm glad that you were available, that you had the time to be there, so that you had opportunity to use your gifts and to serve.
That's it.
I'm sure that was greatly appreciated.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Okay. I was going to say, okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm wondering about the future. Since I know you're called to serve, you've already told me the Lord, you know the Lord's called you. I'm wondering, what would you like to do in the future that you know would be something that would be pleasing to the Lord, where you could help and be of service?
Okay, it's quite a big one, actually. I've had on my heart to travel to outback areas and to help mend, help with people's living conditions. But not only in their temporary living conditions, as in houses and stuff, but also in their eternal living conditions by spreading the gospel. Because Jesus says that we must spread the gospel throughout the land, and that's what I feel he's called me to do, is to go out and share with people who haven't had the chance to hear it yet.
And, of course, you're talking about the Great Commission. And we don't have to go across the world to do that. So you're talking about going to rural areas in Africa where you live, in South Africa, to help people
or
there.
Wherever the Lord leads me.
Okay, so you're willing to you're willing to travel elsewhere also.
Yes, yes.
It sounds like you would need some help, like a team, other people to come.
It would be good to do that. Jesus sent his disciples out two by two, and I do believe that, you know, I need that partnership to help with the spreading the word and stuff, and the physical work as well. A team would be great. However many people, one, two, whatever the Lord provides, it's all his plan. It's exciting. I've had this desire for a long, long time.
Really?
And, many years.
Many years. That's amazing.
Many years, yeah. So,
okay.
And
now, my next question, Claire,
mm-hmm?
may tie into that. I'm wondering, how long have you known that you would like to attend Bible college and serve?
I've known since 2013. I was at the Calvary Chapel Africa Conference, spending quiet time with the Lord. And I was like, Lord, what must I do? And I got a Bible college. And I knew that I still had a lot of change that needed to be done. That's why it's taken so long for everything to fall into place. But we know that the Lord does it in his timing. And since then, I've moved house. I've rehomed my dog. All my possessions are in storage somewhere. I'm living in a tiny little room with basically my bed, my clothes, and my Bible. And he's preparing me. He's preparing me for something big. And I'm excited, really excited. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
And, of course, he can arrange for everything that you need. He can provide it all. And he says that he lead us and guide us and instruct us in the way to go. But we need to be watching. We need to be looking for his hand working in our lives, because he arranges things in his own way and, as you say, in his own timing. And so.
Exactly.
So I was going to ask you, when did the Lord put this on your heart? And you've already answered that, and so that's very interesting. And I'd like to know, then, how did you come to receive the Lord? Because you mentioned this Calvary Chapel Africa Conference. That was in 2013. That was 3 years ago. So how did you arrive at Calvary Chapel Johannesburg? How did you come to receive the Lord?
It started off with, can I share quite a bit of testimony?
Well, you can tell us, you can share as little or as much as you like.
Okay.
That's totally up to your decision.
The Lord, first had his hand upon my life when I was 3 years old.
Oh,
I was, I was hit by a train, and I was paralyzed and in a coma. And he brought me out of that coma, and I'm able to walk now and everything. And because of that experience, I became very angry and very bitter when I was a child, when I understood what had happened to me. So I spent a lot of my youth hating the Lord, actually, and rebelling against life, threatening suicide, attempting suicide, all that kind of bad stuff, drugs and everything. And then finally, when I was in my 20s, my late 20s, I started seeking something because there was a hole missing. There was something that was missing in my life that the drugs couldn't fill up. And I was feeling very lonely. So I started seeking a church to go to. And I visited a few over the years, but I never got settled. I never went back again a second time. And then a friend of my mom's, Muriel, she introduced me to Calvary Chapel, Johannesburg, and took me to a service there one day. And I remember the pastor was talking about teaching the book of Matthew and telling me about this man, Jesus, who had died on the cross for me, who had gone through all this pain and agony to take away my sins so that I can live and have the eternal life that God wanted for us in the beginning. And it struck me. However, I did spend most of my first year in rebellion when I was going to the church. So I wasn't quite, following as I should have. But then I confessed to the pastor that I'd been using drugs, and I got counseling for that. And then I started serving. And by doing that serving and being accountable for doing things and that kind of thing, I felt that it's helped me grow as I used it as an opportunity to worship the Lord by serving. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does, and that's amazing,
yeah.
Claire. You were hit by a train at age 3.
Yes,
you were,
ma'am.
Paralyzed, couldn't walk.
Yes, ma'am, yeah. So I couldn't move my right side, my legs or my arm, well, my leg or my arm.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. But you brought me out of that. I know. It's pretty
God
cool, right?
God is amazing. You
yeah.
are walking testimony to the goodness, the grace, the mercy and the love and the forgiveness of the Lord and his
yes.
provision.
Yes, ma'am.
He is awesome.
That's really cool. That's really
Thank
cool.
you for sharing that. I'm sure that was difficult.
I use it as an opportunity to share what the Lord can do because I think the only way to really evangelize is to share your own story. I was taught by someone I met that when evangelizing, you share your story so that you can show people that you have a personal experience in the change that Jesus does in your life.
Yes.
For example, we've been praying for my dad since last year, November, for his salvation. And yesterday, back in Johannesburg, he gave his life to the Lord, and he is now walking with Jesus, just like we are, which is in itself amazing. So I just want to encourage anyone who's listening out there, if you're feeling lost and you're feeling empty, Jesus has the way. He really does. Yeah.
That's awesome and amazing. And I know that your dad is very ill. You've told me about his condition,
yeah.
that
yeah.
he is... Actually, he has lost 50% of his body weight, hasn't he? And is very weak now.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he has. So he's 5'10" and he weighs 99 pounds.
My goodness.
Yeah.
At 5 foot.
5'10".
And so the problem, is it cancer? that's taken his health?
Yes, that is the problem, yeah. If he lives, if he survives, it'll be a miracle. But I think the Lord was calling him, and he finally answered that call, and he's accepted Jesus, and now he can pass away safely and quietly. Right? And
be with
puts
the Lord
peace
in
my
heaven.
Heart. Exactly. So.
The Lord, you know, works in his own ways. He may yet save him, use him to be a walking testimony, a walking miracle, to bring glory
Maybe.
To the Lord. Or he can take him home, avoid any further suffering, and he can still, you know...
be a testimony.
Yes, exactly. With you and your family.
Yeah.
To others. You know, and it's... the Lord never gives up on us. How old are you now?
When he starts to work at 71.
He's 71.
71.
And so
yeah.
All of the years, he has not known the Lord, has not been walking with him. But at 71, when he's near
yes,
death,
yeah.
he received the Lord. And so now Jesus is his Lord and Savior, and he can
exactly.
have peace.
And it puts peace on my heart as well. Being
yes,
so
and
so
all
away
of the family. Yes, you
yeah.
can rest in the assurance that he's going to be with the Lord in heaven, and you will see him again one day in heaven.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And we know that still we grieve when we don't know what the Lord is going to do next, but it's very difficult to lose people we love, even if we know we're going to see them again in heaven. And mm-hmm. so... I will keep you in prayer for that, and I'm sure many other people will as well, and for your mom and the rest of the family, and for Marielle.
Thank you.
And so yes. we know that you'll be able to, the Lord tells us, for all of the things that we suffer through, all of the trials, all of the problems, and all of the suffering that we experience, even the grief we go through in this life. Once we come through them and we can walk through those things only by the grace of God, then later we can witness to other people and comfort them because
exactly.
we can truly say that we've been there. And although we can't tell someone else that we know exactly what they're feeling, we can have some idea so that we can empathize with them. And even if we don't have words to speak to them that could bring comfort, we can just be present with them. And just keep them coming. Sometimes a person doesn't need words. Sometimes they just need someone to be with them so that they're not alone, to know someone is there.
I would really like to be able to do that as well. That if someone does need help or need that comfort, that I could be there for them. We've had a loss in our church at the beginning of the year, and the wife who lost her husband was very lonely, and no one could be there for her when she needed them. And I felt that tug on my heart that if only I could, but I couldn't because I was working. So I'm praying about that as well, that I don't know how the Lord would do it or how he would orchestrate it, but we never do. But to be able to be someone who can be there whenever someone needs them, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, that's true. And the Lord may give you opportunity to do that in the future.
Exactly, exactly. It's the waiting that is hard.
Yes. I have found that sometimes, you know, when a family member or a friend, someone passes on, that the family and friends and neighbors, co-workers, come around to offer support and to lend a hand, just be there to keep a person company. And after a certain amount of time, the family...
They go away.
Yes, everyone goes away. Life must go on. The living must go on living. Work needs to go on. Bills need to be paid. And so little by little, and one at a time, or maybe all at once, everyone leaves. And the one who has lost a loved one, the one who is suffering the loss, is left alone. Thankfully, we have the Lord. But so it's a great transition period. It takes some time to get through the grieving process. And sometimes we can get stuck at a certain point along the way in the grieving process. And for whatever reason, and I had some personal experience with that. And so I realized that later on, sometimes the worst of depression and loneliness and despair can come later in the second year. It seems as though when at the time of great loss, that type of a loss, we are sometimes beside ourselves. It's as if, you know, we're in a different zone. I don't know what to call it. Sometimes we're not totally alert. Or sometimes we feel numb. Maybe that's the word I'm searching for. Sometimes we might feel numb or sedated, for lack of a better word. And later on, when life, everything goes back to normal, let's say, and we get back to work, sometimes in that second year, things can be much more difficult than they were in the first. And so it isn't only just after a loss, just after a funeral or whatever type of loss there was. It isn't only during that
time. For the next few years.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Later on, after everyone else has gone back to their own lives and their own businesses, their own homes. Many times people are feeling great loneliness, lonesomeness, and despair, sadness, even depression. And so many times there can be a great ministry to help people even, you know, beyond the few months after the passing. And so that's something worth praying about. And we can never have too much prayer and asking the Lord's leading about what... about what kind of help is needed for ourselves, you know, for family members or for others. And, you know, the Lord can lead us in how we can comfort others during that time. And so I think that's a very important thing to consider. And
it is, yeah.
And I'd like to bring this back now to the desires of our hearts, because we all have those desires in our hearts, things that we would love to do or have, or things we would, or be, something we would like to be in life, or there may be things in our hearts. Usually we have things in our hearts that we haven't told anyone else. There may be some things in your heart that only God knows, that only you and the Lord knows. And so I'd like to talk a bit about that, and in just about 5 minutes I'll read our message for tonight, and I'm going to be reading from Psalm 37, which talks about, you know, which touches on that, delighting ourselves in the Lord, and about Him giving us the desires of our hearts. And so I'm wondering, is there some deep desire in your heart that you're asking the Lord for, that you wouldn't, that you feel free to talk about now, or is there some advice or encouragement that you would like to give to someone else who has deep secret desires in their hearts? Is there some? Would you like to speak to that, to encourage anyone who might be listening right now?
That could be cool. I think at the moment, from my side, my desire is to do His will. To figure out what His will is, and if it is to go to college, which I believe it is, so that I can get equipped to serve. It's like my main prayer at the moment is, how am I going to afford it? And I know I shouldn't put something like that in between my relationship with the Lord. But what I want to encourage people is that prayer, no matter how small or how big it is, it gets answered. And, you know, whether it's the answer that we want or the answer that we don't want, the Lord is there next to us. He is for us. For example, in Isaiah 41:10, we have the Lord saying, "Do not fear, for I am with you." And we shouldn't fear, because no matter how small or how big the things are, He is there with us, and He's watching us, and He's holding us by our right hand and leading us. And even though we get despaired, and I know I do often, I've been waiting a long time in order to enroll in the college, because the Lord does a work in the waiting. When I first started the whole college venture at the beginning of 2015, I got enough sponsorship for one semester of college. But then the sponsorship dried up a bit. It stopped a bit. And the Lord was doing a big work in that time. And He's totally changed me, which is a really good thing. And I want to encourage people that while they're waiting, let the Lord change you. Let Him do His work, because that's when you glorify Him, because you'll look back and say, "I was like this, but now I'm like this." And it's only the Lord who can change you. You cannot change yourself. You can only do it through and with Him. And, yeah, that's the one big lesson that I've learned. So, yeah.
Very, very good point. And now
yeah.
I'd like to give you the opportunity to let people know how they can contact you if they would like to contribute to help you in your endeavor to attend Bible College. Would you do that now?
Okay. I can do that now. If you would like to help with financing or anything for the college or support or anything, you can send an email to Calvary Chapel Johannesburg, and then just head it, put the heading for Claire for Bible College. Their email address is johannesburgcalvarychapel@gmail.com. That is JohannesburgCalvaryChapel, and then that's Johannesburg, and then Calvary Chapel, CalvaryChapel@gmail.com. Any support is much the appreciated. Any encouragement, scripture, whatever comes to your heart, that would be great.
Thank you, Claire, and I'll repeat that.
Thank you.
Anyone has a if anyone has a desire and the means to help Claire in her dream of attending the Bible College, she would like to go to Calvary Chapel Bible College in Murrieta, California. If you would like to contribute, you can send an email to johannesburgcalvarychapel@gmail.com, and that's spelled J as in John, O as in Oscar, H as in Harry, A as in Alan, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, B as in Bob, U as in, let's say, urgent, U as in urgent, R as in Robert, G as in George, C, H, CalvaryChapel@gmail.com. And I'll try to announce that again later. And now it's about time for us to read the gospel message, and we're going to be sharing Psalm 37. If you have a Bible, I hope you'll read along with us. And so again, I'm reading Psalm 37, I'd like to say a short prayer first. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word with whoever might be listening. Thank you for bringing Claire to be my guest tonight. And ask you, Lord, to please empty us of ourselves here. Just fill us to overflowing. Fill us, Lord, to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, your love, your peace, and your joy, so that there is no place left in us for Satan, so that we cannot give place to the devil. Please help us to understand your Holy Scriptures, Lord, and apply them to our daily lives. And I ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. And so now,
Amen.
Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off. They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. The sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Excuse me. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and leads, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. If there's anyone listening who does not yet know the Lord, if you have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd like to invite you to do that now. If you would pray a short prayer with us. All the Lord asks us to do is to confess our sins to him, directly to him, and to repent of our sins, to make a change. To repent means to turn around, to make a change, to stop going the direction that we were going, or stop doing the things that we were doing that we know are wrong, that are contrary to God's will, contrary to his law. He says to repent and be saved. We need to confess our sins and repent of them. Ask Jesus to forgive us, acknowledging him as Lord and Savior, trusting by faith that he is God, that he can forgive our sins, trusting by faith that he died on the cross to pay the debt for our sins, and that he rose again from the dead to give us the hope of eternal life so that we can be resurrected with him and live with him in heaven. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, knowing that it's a free gift from God and that there's nothing you can do to get salvation, there's nothing you can do to get to heaven on your own. None of us can. We are all sinners. But Jesus gives us the free gift of salvation. We are saved by grace through faith, the grace of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I invite you to pray this simple prayer now, if you will, if you would like to know that you can be with the Lord in heaven when you die. Will you pray this way? Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner, and I know that I need a Savior. I understand that I cannot get to heaven on my own, that you, Lord Jesus, is the only way to heaven. So I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I know that I can't change on my own, but I'm asking you to change me. I ask you to change me from the inside out. I understand that to repent means to make a change, to turn around, to leave my old sinful way of life behind and to follow you. So I ask you to help me to do that, Lord Jesus. I trust by faith that you are God, you are the Son of God, and you are one with him. I trust by faith that you died on the cross to pay the debt for my sins, for all of my sins. I trust by faith that you rose again from the dead, that you live in heaven at the right hand of God and in the hearts of your followers, and I want to be one of them. Lord Jesus, will you please forgive me of my sins? Wash me clean, white as snow, and make me a new creation in you, Lord Christ Jesus. I want to live for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you pray that prayer from your heart, then you can be assured that you will be with the Lord in heaven. And now, you want to be a Christian, since you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what you need to do next. Not that you need to do anything to be saved, because as I said, as the Bible says, salvation is a free gift from God. And if you prayed that prayer, trusting by faith, and everything that you said, trusting in that prayer, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're saved by grace through faith, by the grace of God through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you said that prayer sincerely from your heart, then you can know that you will be with him in heaven. And so now if you want to be his follower, what you should do to please him, because if we're following the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously we want to please him. So you should join a church that teaches the word of God directly from the Bible, and you should read the Bible. You should read it every day. Try to read it every day and do what it says. The whole point of reading it is to do what it says. It's the word of God to us. And if we don't read it, and if we're going to church or listening to someone else who's reading the Bible, if we don't know what it says, how can we know if that person is telling the truth? How can we know if that person is trying to tell us the truth but making a mistake? So we need to know what it says. It's the word of God for us, to each and every one of us, to his followers, to his believers, to all who will receive him as Savior. So we need to join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. We need to read the Bible and do what it says. And we need to pray to Him. Pray to the Lord God, to Jesus Christ. Praying is talking to Him from your heart. And prayer is meant to be a two-way communication. So we need to develop a relationship with the Lord Jesus. We do that by reading His Word, reading and meditating on His Word. And meditating on the Word simply means to study it, to ask questions about it, just as you should ask questions when you were a child or a teenager in school, when you were studying for an exam. Did you read what the book said so that you could know how to answer the questions on an exam? Did you read the chapters and ask questions? What does this mean? What does that mean? So you simply read the Word of God, pray, confess your sins before you read, come to the Lord with a clean conscience, a clear heart, and ask Him to speak to your heart. Ask His Holy Spirit to help you understand it and apply it to your daily life. So you ask Him questions, Lord, what does this mean? What does that mean? When Jesus was resurrected from the dead, before He returned to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, He said that when He left, He would send us the Holy Spirit. He would ask the Father to send another like Him. That's the Holy Spirit. He said that the Holy Spirit would come to be our comforter, our teacher, and our guide. It's the Holy Spirit of God who speaks to our hearts, to our spirits. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to our spirits. And we develop our personal, intimate relationship with Him by reading His Word, and He can speak to each of us in a different way. If you want the Lord to speak to you, read your Bible. Read it to get to know Him and to develop your personal relationship with Him, and pray to Him. He can speak to us in the Bible and in prayer. Spend time with Him, getting to know Him, and then tell others about Him. Jesus came to make disciples. He selected apostles and disciples to teach them, to mentor them, to train them, to go out and tell others about Him. As Claire said earlier, Jesus sent out His disciples two by two. So we need to tell others about the Lord Jesus and how they can be saved, so that they can be saved. Don't you want to see your family members, your friends, your loved ones, all those people you care about, don't you want to see them in heaven one day? Claire shared about her father, who is now 71 years old. He's in his old age. He's suffering from cancer. He's lost 50% of his body weight. He's down to 99 pounds, and he's almost 6 feet tall. He's very weak and frail, and the Lord could yet save him and let him be a walking miracle here and a walking testimony to others of the goodness and grace and mercy of God, and to show other people that the Lord still performs miracles here today. But He performs many other kinds of miracles as well. My point is, even if the Lord decides to yet take him home, he has received Jesus into his heart as his Savior just yesterday by praying along with Pastor Chad of Calvary Chapel, Johannesburg, Pastor Chad Nachtaborn, who is Claire's home church pastor. And so now he has the assurance that he's going to be with the Lord in heaven, and Claire knows, she has the assurance, she and her mother, that they will see her father again in heaven. Will you please share with other people? Tell them that you have received the Lord. And if any of you are listening have not yet received the Lord, I pray that you will do that soon. Again, the Lord saves us and leaves us here so that we can share the good news of His gospel with other people. He wants everyone to be saved, but He gives us free will. We have to make our own decisions. No one can do it for us, and the Lord won't force us. He gave us free will. So, you're listening to The Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez, your host, and Claire is my guest, Claire Brayshore. Again, Claire, are you still with me?
I'm still with you. I'm here.
Wonderful. I'd like to give your contact information again in case anyone would like to assist you, would like to contribute to a fund to help you in your dream, your goal, to attend the Bible College at Calvary Chapel, Bible College at Murrieta in California. Would you like to give your contact information once more?
Okay. Do you want me to do it or do you want to?
You go ahead, please.
Okay. The email address is Johannesburg Calvary Chapel. That's Johannesburg Calvary Chapel at gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you so much, Claire. And thank you again for being a guest on my show. And I'd like to know, we have just a couple of minutes, about 2 minutes left in the show, and I'd like to end with a short song. And so I'd like to invite you to say a short prayer, whatever is on your heart. And I'd like to say to everyone, if you do not yet know the Lord, we're going to sign off in a couple of minutes. I pray that you will yet come to know the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope you'll tune in again to listen to the Sword and Shield Show on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And now, Claire, would you take maybe 60 seconds and pray? Pray on your heart
all
to
right.
the Lord.
All right. I just want to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your patience. I want to thank you, Lord, for reaching out to my dad and grabbing hold of his hand. I just pray, Lord, that you hold his hand tightly, and whatever future you have planned for him, you bring it about, Lord, and give us that peace and understanding of what's going to happen. I just pray this in your almighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Claire, for sharing. And
thank you, Catherine. God bless you.
You have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
Of Jesus Christ.